Episode 3357, Embrace Your Uniqueness.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for the weekend because guess what? It's around the corner. Oh, yes, it is. And hopefully you're ready for what's around the corner. Today's Inspiration Motivation Day. And come on, let's get that joy in that heart pounding a little bit louder. Oh, yes, it's time to embrace your uniqueness. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, if you're planning your weekend, because I am so about planning, you may have taxes to do. You may have some, oh yes, let's just say some basketball, March Madness. Yes, we are. But you may want to do a movie. So go to someonelikeyou.movie. Yes, Karen Kingsbury, a good friend of mine, an incredible woman inside and out. Let me tell you, she's got a brand new movie. It opened in the theaters this week, April 2nd. So if it's in the theaters around you, go support an incredible woman who can write, but more importantly now, she's got some great movie skills too. It's a wonderful movie. I've seen it. I was actually had the privilege of watching it as a premiere. We just had a handful of people that got to see it for the very first time before anybody else. I was honored to be one of those people. And so, yes, it's a romantic classic in the making. So mark your calendar for this weekend, someonelikeyou.movie. All right, well, we got to jump in because I know you're on a time schedule. I know your to-do list is big. But one thing I want you to put on your to-do list, besides what we're going to talk about, is I want to make sure you laugh. Sometimes we just get so caught up in our everyday stuff that we forget to laugh. So come on, have a little bit of fun and let down your hair, so to speak. Even if it's short, still let it down. Even if you don't have any, let that one little hair down, because I know you've got one dangling there that you didn't know about. So take a deep breath, because in a world inundated with pressure to conform, embrace fitting outside the lines as a gift, not a curse. Embrace your uniqueness, allowing you to showcase the real you, unfiltered and unapologetic. You know, imagine the freedom and the peace of mind that comes with authentically embodying who you are becoming without the need to pretend or even project a false facade to the world. Grace Bonney said, "When you no longer see the world as weird or weird as, you know you have become truly part of it." Where do you fit in that? Are you one who says, nope, I don't want to be part of it. I want to stand out. Brené Brown says, authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. My friend, you are a gift to this world. Stop telling yourself a different story just because you're different. You are unique. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, perfect, but in progress. And all of us, when you look at us as a collection, as a whole, right, we're all a work in progress, constantly evolving and growing, being stretched, being challenged. The journey to self-discovery involves recognizing and celebrating the traits that make you you. That's why you're unique. So embrace your uniqueness. And by embracing that authentically, you empower yourself to navigate through life with confidence and purpose. And we sometimes wonder, well, what is my purpose in life? Maybe it's to be who you are becoming, not trying to be someone else. Be who you are becoming, as a gift of you is the greatest present you can give the world. Brené Brown goes on to say, authenticity is a collection of choices that we have to make every day. It's about the choice to show up and be real, the choice to be honest, the choice to let your true selves be seen. So let me ask you this, are you hiding? Are you wishing you were someone else? Are you hiding who you think you're supposed to be or who you think you are? Now, it's one thing to wish you were in a different circumstance or situation. That can be changed, right? But don't try and change who you are because of someone you are not. Don't fall into the comparison trap. Yes, you can make changes to be your best selfie, but it's not about being someone else. A lot of times we get that confused because we're looking at all these highlight reels. Man, those highlight reels, why do you think they call them reels? Because you can play them over and over and over in your head and it makes you feel good. But it's when you take those 10, 30 seconds out of your life and then you're like, gosh, the rest of me is just left with mud. No, it's not. You're a gift, my friend. You have talents to offer the world. Don't at all subject yourself to what the world tells you. You were created on purpose, for purpose, fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. So embrace your uniqueness. Embrace those quirks, those passions and aspirations, those dreams and goals that you have deep within, no matter how crazy they may seem to someone. I know right now I have been wrestling in a positive way, just having deeper discussions with God, deeper discussions with people around me. And the hard thing is I get different answers from all sides and I'm like, okay. And I just want to throw things up in the air. And I'm like, seriously, what is the decision? And it comes back to who am I and who am I becoming as God sees me, not as who anybody else sees me. Yes, what my husband thinks does matter to me, but that doesn't mean I change who I am because of my husband. I change who I am because of who I am becoming through the eyes of God and through his leadership and following. Now, if you don't believe in God, that's fine, or whoever you believe in, right? You can add in that, but that's where I'm at. I'm just being honest with you because I don't apologize for it. You know where I stand. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to show. I'm here to open up your mind, hopefully to make you think a little bit differently. Because I want to tell you this, and you may not have heard this recently. There's a lot of stuff coming at us. I want you to know that you're loved right where you're at. God loves you. I love you. Sincerely, you're part of my family. Why do you think I show up here every day? Not because I think I have to. I don't. Quite frankly, I probably could just, not show up. And a few of you might miss me. But a lot of you would just go about your day. Oh, well, something happened. Maybe it was, a digital, fluke and it didn't get uploaded. I don't know, whatever. It's not there, but she'll be back. I know she'll be back. But what would happen the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day that I didn't show up? And then those days lead into weeks that lead into months. Do you think I would be missed? Maybe. But you see, I come here because I am here to serve and to love you right where you're at. Why? Because my friend, you matter. You matter. And I know the dinner dishes and dogs are calling your name. I know your spouse wants your attention. I know you've got a job that just won't stop or you won't stop. I know you've got dreams that you just can't put to bed. And you're like, Christiane, I don't know how to do it all. It first starts with you. Who do you see in that mirror? Do you see actually the person you're becoming? Do you see a reflection of who God wants you to see? Do you see him himself? Or are you trying to act like someone else because of their highlight reel? Because you think you need to be like them? Don't chase somebody else's dreams. You'll never fit into their shoes because you have your own shoes to fit in. My friend, don't fall out of love with yourself. Love yourself first, and then you can love everybody else. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.